How much involvement do you have in your child's school? How much should parents be consulted about what's going on inside the school gate? And do different groups of people, different demographics, interact differently with their school community? Dr. Glenn Savage is an associate professor in the School of Social Sciences at the University of Western Australia. He's working on a project called School Autonomy and Parent Engagement in Disadvantaged Communities through an Australian Research Council Discovery Grant. Good morning, Dr. Savage.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And also in this morning is Matthew Burt, the principal of the largest school in the Kimberley, Broome Senior High School, which has almost 1,000 students from Year 7 to 12. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Glenn, starting with you, what do you want to discover from your work in the region?
Yeah, so we're leading a large project that goes for 3 years that's funded by the Australian Research Council, and it's looking at the ways in which parents engage with schools and the ways schools engage with parents. So we know from the international research evidence that parents who are more engaged, who feel more engaged with the school and the way it works and their child's education, that leads to a whole range of positive impacts. So it has positive impacts on academic success, on social and emotional well-being. And we also know that parents who are more engaged in having a say over the decision-making of the school feel that the school is, catering and tailoring more for their needs and their community. So we know all that, but we're interested in looking more at schools across diverse regions in WA, and that's brought us here to Broome.
Matthew, what do you see as the role of parents and families within a school?
There's a variety of roles, and we have obviously our school board, our school PNC, parents who come along to assemblies, and obviously parents who come along to parent-teacher nights. But we'd love to see more engagement from parents in decision-making, and that's primarily through the school board and through our PNC, and have more engagement and involvement there. We also have an Aboriginal advisory group, and they help us with decision-making and also understand the needs of our students, and that's something that we want to branch out and encourage more parents to be a part of.
Schools are obviously governed by a range of laws and policies that are set by the state, and I'm wondering what sorts of decisions might a parent be consulted on within our school group?
Different things, like, for instance, we're about to take on languages at Broome Senior High School in 2022, and we've consulted with our local primary schools and also consulted through the board and through the PNC about the types of languages that we'd put in place, and we're excited to be introducing Yaru next year as well as Indonesian, and have that two different options there for our Year 7s, and that gives students at in our Broome cluster schools the opportunity to go from K through to 12, hopefully, as long as the curriculum authority can keep up with the changes and offer that in Yaru language, students will be able to follow through and learn that all the way through.
Dr. Savage, how do different parent groups, different demographics interact with schools across the board that you've already examined?
Yeah, so we're really interested in the trends that we're starting to see across our schools. With Broome, the survey that we're doing with parents is still live and open now, so if parents have kids at the school, they can go along and find that link through the school. With some of our other schools, we're a little bit further ahead, and we've also done a wider survey of Victorian and WA parents, and we're seeing real divides, actually, in the data. Some parents indicate being really engaged. They feel like they're part of the lifeblood of the school. They're engaged in things like the boards and the PNCs. Other parents, particularly at the high school level, just feel no sense of engagement, no connection with the school. And that actually, that supports broader international data, which says as young people go through school, parents tend to feel more engaged in the early years and in primary school, and then that drops off into high school. So it's a real challenge, actually, for school leaders in high schools to know how to reach out to and engage with and get the pulse of those parents at the high school years.
And there's got to be a care factor at the bottom of it. A parent or family member who cares is probably going to make more of an effort, but it totally depends on their circumstances, their level of ability to access the school and find out what's going on. So
absolutely.
How do you tap into that care factor, I guess? That must be a big thing for all school groups, Matthew.
Oh, it is. That's a huge challenge. And it's a huge challenge when you've got teenagers too who don't want their parents involved in the school. So I know personally, having two teenagers at Broome Senior High School, it's a real challenge for them. They've got two parents working at the school. And I know that they want that distance, that freedom from what they had in primary school, where the parents would drop them off at the gate, watch them in, pick them up at the end of the day, have a conversation with the teacher, and that would be regular and ongoing week in, week out. Whereas once students transition to high school, they feel like they're becoming more of an adult and just want that freedom and want to break free from that connection that they've had. But we realise that it's so much more important, especially once they get to year 11 and 12, that they continue to have that connection. And if they can have it all the way through, we see students really succeed, because it's so important that every student has that support at home, at school, and with their peer group as well. And once they've got all of that, they really, really benefit, and we see true success.
And Glenn, are you drilling down into any data yet to find whether or not socioeconomic status has an impact on the level of engagement?
Yeah, so we're particularly interested in looking at schools that do have concentrated numbers of families in the lower socioeconomic quartiles. But we're looking at schools with those demographics across quite diverse contexts. So Broome's a really interesting context. It is culturally, linguistically very diverse. One of the interesting things about Broome, I think, is the history of the town and the history of institutions and schools and government in relation to different populations. So I'll be really keen when I get out there and start talking to parents this week to find out more about how they relate to the idea and the symbol of the school. Because, you know, you were saying before about different groups or different people have had different positive or negative associations with school. They've seen their parents have different positive or negative associations, and you carry that stuff with you over time. And it's a big challenge, I think, for schools to connect with some groups who might have felt disenfranchised from education as an experience.
So I guess having an open door policy is helpful. So encouraging Yep. parents to come to school events or assemblies or to talk to a teacher, that's something you would encourage?
Oh, well and truly, yeah. We try and encourage it as much as possible, but fully understand where Glenn is going with his conversation here, and that there's a lot of parents that we have in the Broome community who haven't had a great experience through school and find it really challenging, or it's high levels of anxiety just entering the school gates because of their experiences that they've had in school. So we do the best we can to create that positive experience at school and create a positive experience each time parents come into the school grounds. I know we've been working through the plan and strategic direction that we have at Broome Senior High School to try and create an identity that that our students and our parents can relate to at Broome Senior High School. But that challenge is great, given the diversity that we have in Broome.
Glenn, how are you hoping schools might be able to use your research, or indeed policymakers use your research?
Yeah, well, we have a very strong policy focus in our project, because the WA department has put an increased focus over the last decade, at least, on parent and community engagement. It's part of the processes that leaders like Matt have to go through when they do school reviews, you know, to show how they're engaging with the community and the parent body. So we definitely want to use the data that we're collating to feed back to policymakers and to school leaders about how what that looks like in the actual schools right now, and what parents think about it, which will be really useful to actually improving the processes. But I guess we'd want to stress as well that we are particularly keen on creating really rich accounts of specific school communities. So Broome's one of our case study schools, and we're working with Matt really closely and people at the school really closely, and we're going to feed that information back to those individual schools. And there might be things at Broome that are just not as relevant to some of our other schools, and, you know, vice versa. So we're hoping that we'll be able to affect things from a broader policy perspective, but also provide, you know, rich context-specific information for those local school communities to think about what they need to do if they want to improve that element. But I should say that it is a two-way street. So I think, like, when I say schools having to do more, I think, you know, schools can try really hard to engage with parents, but if parents don't reciprocate, schools are in a difficult position. So we are definitely finding in our data that to have a really rich and positive experience between parents and schools, schools need to do the best they can to reach out and to bring parents in to those processes, but parents also need to be switched on and motivated and giving back the other direction as well.
Absolutely. Matthew Burt, what are you hoping this research might yield for your school, Broome Senior?
Well, we're on a journey at the moment, and part of that is gathering a lot of student voice and getting an idea of what our students want, but also what our community wants. And this is part of that journey as well. So we will be up for a review again in 2023 as we go through the public school review system. And this is a lot of data that we'll be able to gather and then set a new strategic direction and be able to put things in place that we can better serve the Broome community. And that'll be something that we'll do together with a cluster of schools and four primary schools here, and make sure that we are providing the best pathways we can for all our students to achieve success here in Broome.
Interesting work. Thank you so much, Dr. Glenn Savage. Really appreciate your insights. And thank you, Matthew Burt.
No worries. Thank you, Vanessa.
Matthew Burt is the principal of Broome Senior High School, and Dr. Glenn Savage is with the University of Western Australia working on a project called School Autonomy and Parent Engagement in Disadvantaged Communities.